The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, United States, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 705, February the 9th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live here at KCNR 1460. Just go to KCNR 1460, hit the show, so you can listen to it and then join our chat pack. We're also streaming live video, and those of you that are looking can look up as I wave. You can get the back of Just Bob's face. And what else? Then you have Bad Bob over here. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning. You gave me such a sense of deja vu.
Why, is this because that as the song is starting to play, the motorcycles are roaring, I come walking in?
That was my first gig here in Reading at KSXO. The morning guy would every morning show up as the last few bars of the song were fading out. He would hit the chair, spin, hit the switch, and go right off into a spiel. It was like clockwork.
Well, there you go. I don't usually do that. But Linda, who is down in Sacramento, something happened, and this morning I just kind of wandered around the house and realized that it's 6:45. And I figured it was time to come to work. So usually we're here at 6:15 or 6. Okay, big show today. We have the gentleman from Shasta Caverns is going to be here. Then we're also going to have Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty. I want to talk to Rob about what's going on. It seems like we're seeing more and more people being picked up here. A variety of things. We had some people shot and stabbed. Is things getting a little more violent? What about the home invasions? But before we do that, let's go to the weather.
Well, Carl, we are looking for sunny skies, a high near 69 degrees, not much in the way of winds. Increasing clouds tonight, though, a change in the weather. Low will be about 45, showers on tap for tomorrow, and a high of 62. Currently downtown, 42 degrees. And this report is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Anselmo Vineyards is going to have Ann Coulter up here. She's going to be visiting, and they're going to have, she's going to be here March 23rd. So you may want to get tickets. If you want to hear Ann Coulter, it's going to be a limited engagement. It begins at 5 p.m. with a talk and a book sign, and then they'll have a private dinner with a select group. After that, when the select group is those who pay their money to get in for the tickets. She's going to be talking about her new book. The tickets for the dinner are limited to just 50 people, by the way, because they can only, they have limited seating in that one area. But we'll be talking a lot more about that. But if you want tickets, it's 474-5546. And again, we're talking March 22nd at Anselmo Vineyards. All right. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 6 points this morning at 12,890. The S&P 500 is negative 1 at 1348, and the NASDAQ is negative 2 at 2913. Active stocks today include Citigroup down 15 cents at $34.08, and Pepsi down $2.74 at $64 even. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 7 cents at $16.66, and North Valley Bank is up 13 cents at $10.05. Turning to the bond market, we are finally lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield up to 3.17%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is up $19.10 at $17.50.40, silver is up 57 cents at $34.27, and crude oil is up $1.19 at $99.90. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Wells Fargo office on Park Marina Drive for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. This is the Wells Fargo Advisor over on Park Marina Drive. They're here at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning, and again, a report in the afternoon. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, it is Free Fire Radio. It's 7:10 in the morning, February the 9th. Looks like we're going to have good weather today. We'll be right back.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is in Sacramento on family business. We'll be there for a while. I hope everybody's doing good out there. Bad Bob, are you doing well?
I am doing quite well, thank you.
Well, you know, the there's a lot of things going on the 17th. Parsons Junior High School is going to host its annual Shasta Veterans Tribute on Friday, February 17th at 8:45. Program is dedicated to honor all veterans and will include drama, music by the advanced band and vocal choir, speaking parts, and flag presentation. The program will conclude with the NorCal Historical Association providing their display of uniforms from the Civil War to present, a Vietnam helicopter, a Korean War Jeep, many, many things. Reading East Rotary members will be greeters and Colonel Pete Stiglitz, Marisha Hannison, and Veteran Museum curator, Navy Chief Rob Burrows will help recognize the attending veterans. Isn't that great? And then on the 18th, we're having the luncheon to say goodbye to the Reading National Guard that's taking off. That's going to be at 1:30 at the Civic Center. Tickets there are $25. And that helps set up a fund where they can buy a couple computers so that the families can be able to stay in touch with their loved ones while they're in Afghanistan. All right, let's talk about government crunching things on the ground. It looks like, you remember a few months ago, some of the tribes and a number of environmentalists said that they sued the state and said, you can't put these water restrictions on people because you don't have the right, and besides, it's not enough water. We need more water. You're not going to take enough water from them. Well, the Fish and Game Department was starting to fight that. Well, no longer. Fish and Game Department says, we're not going to fight that anymore. Now, what's that mean? Does that mean then, now is that plan that they're going to take more water from the Scott River up in Siskiyou County to save those endangered coho, which are not native to the region. I don't understand. You know, I hate to keep talking about this. People, you must be getting tired of hearing how the government keeps going after the ranchers and farmers and how they go up there to take their water. And they want to take it, of course, during the dry season, during the summer, so to ensure that they can't farm and they can't ranch. But the fact that they may have a couple more coho salmon, which, again, are not native to the area, might make it. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. But taking the water, it's literally you're taking the lifeblood of families up there. Is this whole idea, are those fish that important? Are those fish that important to destroy families, to destroy business in a time when we need business, when we need businesses to thrive, what they're essentially doing away with, if they have their way, is Americans' great, farming and whatever they're raising, or whether it's wheat, whether it's cattle or anything, is take that away from them, and let's buy it from some other country.
Yeah,
let's just get it from some other country, and start it that way. I don't understand what the problem, why people can't recognize this. Here's the other thing I don't understand. Every elected official, and those are people that represent the people in Siskiyou County, the sheriff, Logue, LaMalfa, Nielsen, the whole board of supervisors, Everybody that's an elected position up there does not support this water grab, and yet they can do nothing, it appears. It appears that a bureaucracy is going to run roughshod over there. Now, can they? What's the next step here? I would love to find out from the Department of Fish and Game, what's your next step? These people aren't signing these extortion threats. You know, we want your water. What's the next step? Is the next step to start fining them thousands and thousands of dollars a day until they comply, or that they can't pay it, and then they lose their farms and ranches anyway, and so they get the water that way? What's the next step? We need to have the Department of Fish and Game explain that to us. Hey, look, you know, they're not going to give up their water. They're not going to sign those pieces of paper. What are you going to do? What happens next? You take them all to court? And you just, because you have bottomless pockets, because you're because you're using taxpayers' dollars. I'm just appalled about the whole thing. I mean, I just am. It does. You know, it's another thing. You know, we've been talking for weeks, right? On how one little thing. Okay, like. I'm going to take a quick break because I want to come back, and this forced birth control on the Catholics. Is on the Catholic religion is really taking on a new light here. We're going to take a quick break now. When we come back, we want to talk about that, and we also want to talk about women in combat. Seems like there's going to be a new directives that are out, and while it was not as bad as I thought it was going to be, you know, for in this world of political correctness, in a world of people making these decisions that have never actually worn a uniform. By appointing retired military and active duty military that bark and sit up when they say things, they were talking about putting women in infantry. Well, let's talk about that also when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635. The Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Yeah, let's, you know, we need to turn up the noise here. Get me going. 7:22 in the morning, February the 9th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can see us. You can jump in our chat room as Angel and Indy and Phil Smith and John's there, a bunch of people. Also, you can see us live on your video feeds. If you go to livestream.com and look up Free Fire Radio. And there we are. Did you know, okay, this day in history, on February 9th, 1895, the first college basketball game was played as Minnesota State School of Agriculture defended the Porkers of Hamline College. Guess what the score was? They were called the Porkers. Now, I'm sorry. I don't see that team's name has made its way down through the century here. To I don't know. Is there still Hamline College? And are any Porkers out there? You think there's Porkers there in Hamline College? You think there's Hamline College? Anyway, you know what? Guess what the score was. This is the very first basketball game played at a college. Come on, give me a guess, Bob. Just don't sit there.
I'm sorry. I'm still processing that.
The Porkers. Okay, just what do you think? Okay, here, what do you think the score was? First basketball game ever.
50,
30,
I don't know. 9-3.
Okay, that's right. You weren't even close. Yes, that was college basketball at its finest.
I've seen hockey games that score
the
higher
Porkers,
than that.
The Porkers against the Aggies. All right, now this is a really important this part of the what happened today in history. It's Weather Bureau Day. I'm only saying that because your wife is a weather junkie.
Yes, she is. She started out with the National Weather Service and then went over to the Forest Service.
In 1870, the United States Weather Bureau was authorized by Congress. So the National Weather Service is out there all the time. And, but I didn't think that was quite as interesting as the first basketball team and hearing about the Porkers. All right, let's move forward here. All right, let's talk about the two things here in our next 5 minutes. I want to talk about the birth control. It, you know, Obama is trying to pull this back, or not pull it back. Well, let's rethink this. Let's rethink this. This has been a storm of controversy. It's not, they said, well, you know, Catholic churches don't have to do this. Well, but Catholic universities do. This is what happened to your freedom of religion when you could say, this is against my religion, and it's not something you just popped up. This is something that's been in the Catholic religion. They're against artificial birth control. I don't care what your stance is, but this is part of the tenet of the church. The Republicans have announced a plan to move a bill soon that would repeal the mandate. And prominent Democrats are breaking with the administration over the policy, which requires some religious organizations to cover contraceptives in their employees' health care plan. Well, look, guess what? According to all these Planned Parenthood places and everything, you've got, any place you could possibly go to, you can get contraceptive. Contraceptives are available. The thing is if to require that, see, and it's not just, like I said, it's not the Catholic Church, but what about Catholic universities? How about Notre Dame? How about Catholic hospitals? Oh, what about those? Well, they say, well, what if they don't? Well, they then get hit with fines of millions of dollars, according to Mr. Obama, because Mr. Obama wants to impose his religious ideas on the Catholic Church. I mean, that's the only way you can look at it, is that he wants that to happen. And that for, it seems amazing that we've gone through so many hundreds of years without that happening, without the government stepping in and telling the church exactly what to do. And if the church doesn't do it, well, then maybe the church doesn't need then to have that tax loophole there. You can say is that you can, you know, don't have to pay taxes on it, but my gosh, we will hit you with fines until we force you into it. Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you today?
I'm fine, Jay. I'm okay. I'm just, you know.
You got me fired up, too.
All right.
So, I have a few things.
Which one?
When it comes to the contraceptive issue, it goes far deeper than just simple contraceptives. Because, as you pointed out, they're readily available. Yeah, you can get them. It's not even hard to do. You don't even have to usually pay money for it. There's some program somewhere in the county, usually, that provides free contraceptives. The issue is forcing people's consciences and forcing people to do things that they don't believe in and, you know, and not giving them an out. And that's absolutely immoral, and that is a major problem.
No, it doesn't. And the fact is who's backing this plan? 23 pro-abortion rights religious groups also backed the White House policy, saying it protects the individual choice of whether to use it. Well, what about the First Amendment choice? What about the choice of religion? Well, you know, you've already gone past the spot that says if you own a, say you own a house and you have a room for let, you cannot, you know, you can, you know, you can't say who can come in and live in your house. I mean, that's illegal because that would be discriminatory.
Yeah, imagine being discriminatory about who you have under your own roof. Whew,
that's
craziness.
That's terrible. Yeah, you know what? This is another chip away. Okay, we'll just do this, and then what's the next one? Then if you don't,
right.
And then but you also, by the way, if you're giving out your contraceptives, you also have to marry anybody that comes to your church. You can't turn them away. That would be discriminatory. And so, what do you do then when two people of the same sex want to get married in the Catholic Church and the priest doesn't want to do it? Father O'Malley wouldn't be wanting to do it, and so he has to retire. Anyway.
Yeah, it's just the issue is, look, they're constantly screaming about the separation of church and state, but now the state's trying to force something on the church. I mean, whenever it goes against having a cross in a public square for Christmas or something like that, oh, no, we can't have that. But the moment that they want to force secular ideas on churches and other religious organizations, all of a sudden, oh, it's no big deal.
It's no big deal. So, there's representatives out there said you're lucky that the churches are left out of it. Now that's the type of leadership we need is, you know, of course it was a Democrat. So anyway, got to run.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Got the break. Okay, we got, 30 seconds? I didn't even get into women and new military roles for women. Gosh,
yeah.
You're just going to love these, too. Though they did say they wouldn't be in infantry this year. But if Obama stays in the next 4 years, I just can't wait to see his daughters being drafted to go into the military. Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. We come back, we'll be talking Shasta Caverns.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off the day in a sea of green. Word that political leaders in Greece have reached an agreement with lenders, EU leaders, and the IMF is lifting stocks higher. A Greek government source says a statement on that agreement will be released soon, and the plan does include new austerity measures on the Greek people. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was in positive territory, up 34 points. News that jobless claims neared a four-year low last week, also boosting the markets today. 358,000 people filed for first-time jobless benefits. That's lower than what economists had forecasted. The four-week average, which smooths out volatility, also fell to its lowest level since April 2008. And more states are getting involved in that major settlement with several large banks over alleged foreclosure abuses. Fox Business's Charlie Gasparino reports that California and New York are likely on board with the plan after initially holding out for better terms. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during basketball season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
He can clinch it here with this one free throw. So Daniel Nathan of Chicago, Illinois, you just need to focus and get your wife that diamond tennis bracelet she wants for Valentine's Day. The whole season is on the line. And while we're at it, Christmas was months ago. Take down the holiday lights!
She's trying to tell you something. This Valentine's Day, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
If your washer doesn't wash and your dryer doesn't dry, your dishwasher leaves, well, you know. Shop Carmona's Appliance Center during their President's Sale going on now through February 21st. You'll find fabulous savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center. Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street. Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
The state granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. I actually hired Estate Granite and Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate Granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference as I'm selling real estate in the community. People always notice that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hill of Chico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at CrownMotorsReading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning, February the 9th. It's 48 degrees out there, and it's going to be a nice day. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our video streaming's going on. Just go to livestream.com and find Free Fire Radio. Put up with the 20-second commercial, which is usually pretty tasteful. And then you can see who's in here with us. And and joining us today is Matt Doyle. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
And Matt Doyle, heads up, you are the honcho, El Patron of Shasta Caverns.
That is correct.
Tell us about Shasta. You know what? Okay, I am the only person probably within earshot of the whole valley, people driving down, and maybe because we stream throughout the world, who's not been to Shasta Caverns. So tell me about Shasta Caverns.
Well, I'll have to change that, number one.
Well, you know what? We've been talking about it and talking about it. It's one of those things that, let's do that. And then, you know, it rains. Or probably that's the best time to come because it's dry inside.
Actually, this is the best time of year to come. I tell a lot of the locals to come this time of year. They're not finding the tourism traffic that comes through. We have roughly about 55,000 people that go through there annually. This time of year, January, we'll probably have about 200-300 people. So this is actually ideal time, especially with the beautiful weather we've been having.
Oh yeah.
We just put up our best December ever. So yeah, definitely a good time of year for locals to come.
Well, what do you see when you go to Shasta Caverns?
Well, we are one of the few caves the only cave in the United States, but in the entire world that actually has a boat ride and a bus ride associated with the caverns themselves. And basically, once you purchase your tickets, you go down and you hop aboard the boat. Boat takes you roughly about 15 minutes to get across McLeod Arm of Shasta Lake. Once you get to the other side, you hop aboard a bus. And as many people that have been here on the tour, they know it's quite an interesting road. The road climbs about 850 feet above the surface of the lake level. So when you're going into the cave, you're basically on the hillside with some of the most spectacular views of Shasta Lake that you could possibly imagine.
Great.
Once you get inside, you spend an hour inside, which is it's quite amazing. I've been there for roughly about 11 years. Every time I go into the cave, I see something new. It's always interesting. The kids love it. My kids continuously like to go through it. So it's absolutely amazing. As a matter of fact, it's reference to the speleothem or the cave formations that we do have in the cave are so fantastic that we are considered a potential national natural landmark. And hopefully in about a month or two, we might be designated from the National Park Service as a national natural landmark.
That's great. Now, how did you've been there for how long? About 11 years?
Yeah, about 11 years.
How long has Shasta Caverns been around? I mean, obviously they've been around, okay, a million years, but I mean, how long have they been open for people to just kind of wander through there?
In May 30th of 1964, they first opened to the public. Now, they had been open as far as general people going through. I've talked to Boy Scouts that are now 90 years old that have gone through when they went with our group, what have you. But as far as a typical show cave open to the public, May 30th, 1964.
Now, did somebody just buy the rights to it, or did they buy the property, or how do you do that?
It was deeded off by the Union Pacific Railroad. Someone knew that the caves were there, and basically they kept hold of that property through number of tax disputes, things of that nature. They carved out that little portion of property, the caves and 40 acres surrounding it, and basically turned it into a corporation. They knew what they had there, and they wanted to show it off to the public. So, with that being said, they disseminated all the shares across, I think it was over a couple hundred people. Starting in about 1985, one gentleman started purchasing all the shares, and now about 99% of the shares are owned by one gentleman and his wife.
Are they local?
Semi-local. They live down in the Bay Area. So
that's not local. That's an alien universe.
Well, very
I mean,
true.
They may not be, but it is. Okay, I'm not casting aspersions, but I still want to go to the caverns, really. Okay, so then how did you get involved? That, to me, is very interesting. How do you get in the cave business?
You don't really plan for something like, as a matter of fact, we're part of the National Caves Association. I've talked to many members of the association that have managed caves, owned caves, and not a single one of them really planned to be in it. Myself is a perfect example. I came out of the Air Force in 2001 and started working there. Didn't even know we had caverns here up in Shasta County. Got a job listing for a vehicle mechanic, which was my AFSC in the Air Force.
So, and by the way, thank you very much for your service.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Well, you know, all of our veterans, we hold in high admiration here.
Oh, thank you. So I started working there. Worked there for about 8 months, and September 11th happened. They called me back, and so went back to the Air Force for about another year. When I came back out, the general manager at the time had offered me a position to try to take over. So October 2003, I took over managing Lake Shasta Caverns and been having a blast ever since then.
Great. We're going to take a break. Coach Bob, I know you're sending stuff in. If you're near a phone, why don't you give us a call? I want you to tell Matt what you just wrote here on the in the chat pack. Carl, Linda, Bob, we got to take a break. Free Fire Radio. It is 7:40 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. It's February the 9th. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This one to fate. Set the date for a memorable Valentine's at Wind River Casino and enjoy a delicious dinner for two at Elements Restaurant for just $40. Dinner includes an appetizer, house salad, and fry bread, your choice of a 12-ounce New Yorker ribeye steak, baked potato, and seasoned vegetables and dessert, along with $10 free slot play each to play your favorite slot machine. Just $40 for a fun-filled Valentine's dinner and more. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack and pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pai-Gow poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. Lucky Lady. Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this.
No one.
We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to WindRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Experience Sarabella Home, the place for all your home and garden decor. From the moment you enter, you'll see amazing treasures and unique gifts for any and all budgets. Sarabella Home also features local artisans with one-of-a-kind items. They also offer fresh floral services for weddings and special events. With over 11 years of floral experience, Sarabella Home, 605-0708 in the Mistletoe Plaza just down from Carmona's. Sarabella Home, let our home inspire yours.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and the Bot. Linda's down in Sacramento on family business. It's the 9th of February. Hey, this portion of the show is, okay, here you go, indie guy. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. That's right, Redding's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. A little ding on the windshield, 2-foot crack. Makes no difference to Jeff Wurst. He'll fix it. He guarantees his work. Puts it in a hermetically sealed area so that it puts the right stuff into those cracks and those little dings. And I had a 12-inch crack in my windshield. I think it's over 2 years ago, and I keep talking about it. Well, guess what? He fixed it over 2 years ago. You can't even see it. and I've never had a problem with it since. That's Jeff Wurst, 3208 South Market Street. Give him a phone call at 241-8373, Reading Crack Master. Our guest, Matt Doyle from Shasta Caverns. And we've been talking about, one, how he got into it, and he was an Air Force veteran. Again, thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
We have Coach Bob on the phone. And, Coach Bob, you know something about Shasta Caverns, is that right?
I know a little bit about it. My first job out of high school, Don Demcher, who was the head of schools in the area, called me and said, "You want a job?" And I said, "Well, does the sun come up?" "Yeah, I want a job." And I had known him through Parsons Elementary and some other things. And he said, "This guy Roy Thompson's looking for somebody to help him out at the caverns." And Roy Thompson was one of the originators, he and his brother, of
That's
the caverns.
Correct.
And he did all the blasting and made the tunnels and everything. Roy is quite an industrious man. And I think he could lift mountains with his massive arms. But anyway, I went out and interviewed Roy at his house. He interviewed me, excuse me. And got hired, and I worked there about 5 months. Back then, the caverns weren't open 365. They were only open in the summertime during the tourist run. And I believe it was the third season that they were open. But we poured all the last couple hundred feet of the cement walkway coming down to the upper chalet where you start the cavern tour. And got to do a lot of work inside it and experience total darkness and not on purpose, but because things happen when you're working inside a cave.
So were there girls working there, Coach Bob?
I'm sorry?
Were there girls working there then?
Me, Roy, and one other fellow who was the bus driver, and we were doing construction work. It was not open to the public at that time, but when it opened to the public for tours, girls were working there, including his daughter.
Okay.
So, one of the best jobs I ever had, simply because it was entertaining and being my outgoing self.
Which you are.
But yeah, I suppose. That's the musician coming out. I was taught how to give the tours and whatnot, and it's probably one of the most enjoyable things I ever did.
I constantly get that from a lot of my employees.
No doubt.
Well, that's great, Coach Bob. Well, thanks a lot.
You meet people from all over the world, and that's the neatest thing about it.
Mm-hmm. No, that's very true.
And people are usually happy when they're going there, I would imagine.
And by the way, Carl, you'll be interested to know that every other day we had to haul something over in that old landing craft that he had, that World War II LCM.
LCM is still there.
Takes everything over there, the buses, the jeeps, everything had
Marines.
To be taken over by LCM.
Marines, explosives. Parts of the black helicopter they keep inside Shasta Cavern, I'm sure. I'm just kidding about the black helicopter, everybody. I don't want to... Oh, too late.
It was a black LCM, if I recall.
Oh, okay.
But that's another story.
Okay, Coach Bob, thank you so much.
Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, I've got all types of comments, too, here in the chat room, like your bus driver scares people. they turn around and talk on this road, and it's like, you know, people in the back.
I've tried to put the kibosh on that. That's... Our largest problem with our bus drivers is the first couple of weeks on the road, they're very intimidated by it, and they're very cautious. After about the 200th trip, they become very complacent. So actually, that's one of our major concerns there is the safety on those buses. So we pay close attention to that as far as speeding, having both hands on the wheel. If I know about it, they get a nice little talking to.
Okay, so Angel and Sungold, you can go back and ride again. They were talking about how the driver was turning around and, you know, talking to them about what a great trip it is. And they were, okay.
You know, you look from across a lake up there on the side of the hill, it looks like Dr. Evil's hideout or something.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, it does.
Well, you know, this is great. So we've had something. This is a local attraction, which sounds like lots of fun. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you also offer dinner cruises out there.
That is correct.
And we're going to be talking about that. We're going to talk a little bit more about the caverns itself. Carl Linda Bod, our guest, Matt Doyle, who is the, I guess you would say, the operating manager, general manager?
General manager, that's
correct. Of Shasta Caverns. We'll be right back.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
It's time for R&B Shopping and Sales Poetry Theater. Now here's Bob with Ode to an Edge, Celebrity Voice Impersonations.
Bob and Judy, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? When you go to trim your hedge, are your shears without an edge? Does your saw blade reject a woodworking project? Do you use your knife twice when you slice and dice? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. We'll send you along with the keenest edges, and you'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater was brought to you by R&B Sharpening and Sales off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundina's Cabinets. Visit R&B Sharpening and Sales on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
Stop me soon before I get old and get me out of this rhyming mode.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hillachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. Your pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBach. 7:52 in the morning, February the 9th. I'm a little bit slower today than I usually am. And I'll tell you why it is. Bob McIntosh, my hero. Bob McIntosh, a retired Marine, listed in the Marines at age 14 during World War II, landed at Tarawa, the bloodiest battle of the Marine Corps. At age 15, made two of the 3 days before he was wounded. Went on to land in Okinawa and Saipan, two more big battles there, and came out of the Marine Corps as a staff sergeant at age 17 after fighting through. Now, he's a resident of the state up here. And then he went on to become a policeman, and it was in the gang unit in L.A. So that group back in the 50s. So you can imagine that you know, he's been around. So he brought me a book on the sniper, the SEAL sniper, that had the most confirmed kills, like 150 in Iraq. And I believe, in Iraq, and he fought through Fallujah, same times I was there, and maybe same times you were there. And he talks about the battles and what he did. Well, you know, I plan on reading, you know, I usually go to bed around 9 or 10 o'clock at the latest, midnight. I'm still chugging through that book, and I was already up to page 5. So, put me behind this morning. But our guest today, who is not behind, is on top of everything, Matt Doyle.
Well, thank you. I like to think so.
Well, you know, Matt, this is the first time I've talked to you, and first time I've really talked about Shasta Caverns. I'm really quite excited about it. Now, you have something going during the rest of the year. I guess later on in the year, you have a dinners afloat?
Lake Shasta Dinner Cruises. We started up last year. It basically runs typically from May till about September. We're going to try to extend the season this year, hopefully open up in April. That's really going to be weather dependent. But the first year was a success. It's the way we designed it was basically we want people waddling off the boat. It's 2 hours out on the lake. It's buffet style. We have tri-tip. We have veggie skewers, teriyaki salmon, barbecue chicken. It's a full plate.
Do you have, like, rules so you don't have so many people on this side of the boat so it doesn't tip over? Or what is that?
We actually try to put them in the center of the boat. But every cruise we had, everybody was comfortable. Everybody had a blast.
Are you going to call this the, what's the name of the cruise?
Lake Shasta Dinner Cruises.
The Lake Shasta Porkers Cruise, okay? That was, we were talking about the very first basketball game. One of the team's names was the Porkers.
The Porkers.
Yeah, so it was only a 9-3 score, so that tells you something. This sounds great. Have you been out on there?
Well, I've not been on the cruise, but I've passed by the boat while we were doing some Coast Guard auxiliary stuff, and they looked like they were just having a blast, and everybody's waving. And it, so,
it's amazing what happens. You get 40 or 50 drunk people on a boat, isn't it? Because you probably serve alcohol, too. Huh?
No, actually, we don't. We're in the process of looking for serving alcohol on the boat. As of right now, it's BYOB.
Okay, so they have a BYOB, which might even be worse. And no, it sounds like a great time. I've been out on dinner cruises, you know, when you have a number of people. And how many people can you put on there?
We could fit about 55 comfortably on the boat.
So you do parties then?
Yes,
obviously.
As a matter of fact, we do a lot of corporate parties, retreats. As a matter of fact, we just signed up a couple weeks ago to have our first wedding reception on the boat. So that's going to be excellent. We're really looking forward to that.
Wedding reception on the boat.
That's correct. And the couple.
Boy, right there, I would hire 4 or 5 other guys just to stand there with life preservers and stand on the edges just to watch.
Well, we have a full load of life preservers on the boat. And as a matter of fact, the couple's going to get married in our cathedral room. So that's going to be a fun wedding.
You know, that sounds great. Our guest is Matt Doyle from Shasta Caverns. Now, we've only got a few minutes. We're going to have Matt back on again as we get closer to the dinner celebration,
because
he's offered up a couple of free dinner tickets here for people, for our listeners. Not right now. Don't call. No, don't call. Sometimes we just have to say free, and we get phone calls. And anyway, but that'll be, and you're going to open those up probably around when the weather gets good.
I would like to open them April 1st, and no, it's not an April Fool's joke, but April 1st is our intended target. A lot of it depends on the weather. By all means, we should be open May 1st, at the very least.
That's cool. All right. Hey, what's your favorite part of the caverns?
Favorite part of the caverns? I would have to say the cathedral room. It's just the most magnificent part of the room, the caves, some of the largest speleothem or cave formations, and it's where a lot of our bats roost. So that would be my favorite.
Oh, that just sold me.
Bats.
Bats are a good thing.
Bats are a good
thing.
Not
as pretty as birds, but they're quite effective.
They don't come down and, like, get tangled in your hair, though, like people think.
No, that is complete myth.
That is, you know what, that is a myth.
Yes.
I'm not, yeah. Reading Police Chief Rob Belletti's in here. He goes, yeah, I'm not going to get bats in my hair.
This man stares down bad guys for a living.
Yeah, you go in the middle of crack houses and take down 4 guys. It's just a little bit. How much can it eat? How much can it eat, Chief?
I don't have that much hair left. I want to keep what I have.
They'll just use a little bit of that police hair for those nests up there. They don't have nests. They just hang upside down, right?
Yeah, yes.
And they wait for blondes to walk by, and then they suck the blood out of their neck.
Exactly.
See, if you're not blonde, you're okay.
Yeah, that's to get the blondes to jump into the guy's arms.
Now, in the show, in our studio is Matt Bogdanovich, and Matt's here, you know, because he's part of a campaign to help us get to know Shasta Caverns, get more people at it. Every time I use the word bats, Matt's face gets just a little bit tighter. By the time I finish, Matt, you're going to not even be able to smile here. Anyway, okay, no, you know, we're kidding around. You're a great guy, Matt.
Thank you.
Doyle.
Thank you.
So, I'm looking forward to going there. You know what? I'm sold on it. And Linda and I will be out there after we get back from all these things we're doing. And we like to come out there because this is the best time to go.
Yes.
And because it's not crowded, the weather's good. Now, how do they get a hold of you? We got 1 minute left.
Just give us a call. It's 530-238-2341 or lakeshastacaverns.com. Other than that, if you're out of the area, 1-800-795-CAVE.
There you go. Hey, it's been a pleasure having you on, and we're going to have you back on again as we get closer to dinner cruise, because that's something I like to try. Maybe how much does it cost for a dinner cruise? Is that just kind of a...
Basically, out the door, it's $65 per person.
Okay. All right. Cool. That sounds great. Okay. Thank you so much, Matt Doyle from Shasta Caverns. When we come back, After the news, we're going to have Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti, who is sitting here looking very official. And he, too, asked me where Linda was. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Big banks are about to pay big bucks.
It is the largest joint federal-state civil settlement in the history of this nation.
Attorney General Eric Holder detailing a $25 billion mortgage abuse settlement involving nearly every state and Bank of America, JPMorgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citibank, and Ally. And some homeowners would get reduced principal. Some would be able to refinance. And some who went through foreclosure would get cash payments.
To recover losses for victims of reckless and abusive mortgage practices.
At the House, lawmakers have just approved a bill affecting them, rules banning insider stock trading. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
This main purpose of this bill, Dave, is to make it illegal for lawmakers
to profit from information that is not available to the public.
But House Republican leader Eric Cantor removed a clause dealing with political intelligence consultants, those who gather government data and sell it to investors.
We are missing a large gap, Madam Speaker, by leaving out the provision on political intelligence.
Still, Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas and all other House Democrats voted yes, the House version now to be reconciled with a Senate version, Dave.
Now, Rich, on Wall Street, the Dow not doing too much, down 5 points, despite news that fewer Americans needed to go on unemployment last week. First-time jobless claims dropped to 358,000. That's the second fewest in nearly 4 years. An L.A. elementary school is reopening this morning with all new teachers and staff.
They're replacing them with unknowns.
So he's an unsure parent, but this mom's optimistic.
If everyone does their job, then we'll be all right.
Everyone was replaced after two teachers were charged with sexually abusing kids. If you have a Tassimo coffee maker, it's being recalled. More than a million in the U.S. and Canada because the little plastic tea discs that contain the grounds can burst during brewing, and dozens of people have been burned by spraying hot water or coffee. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Scott was known at the office for his work at church. Just one thing, he sometimes played his religious card to get out of work at the office. A co-worker called him on it. Scott, you think church work makes you a good person, but no one around here is praising your priorities when you cut out for church and leave extra work for us. This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Laity Lodge. In Genesis, as God opened the garden to Adam, he also put him to work. Your job isn't second best to God's plan. It's smack in the middle of it. And your daily work performance is your daily statement of faith in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Women have already been on the battlefield. Today, the Pentagon will recommend to Congress that they should be officially allowed to serve in jobs in the military close to combat, though they still wouldn't be allowed in frontline infantry units. NATO forces will again have royalty serving in Afghanistan. Prince Harry's going back.
Captain Harry Wales has already served one tour of duty in Afghanistan, but as soon as that came to an end, he was planning a return.
To get out to Afghanistan again would be fantastic, and my best chance is to do it from a helicopter.
That was in 2008. Harry, an air controller, calling in strikes. But having now completed his combat training in California, this time he'd be an Apache pilot, controllers now guiding him into battle. The 27-year-old could be on the front line by the fall. Unlike his last tour, there'll be no media blackout. The Taliban will know he's there. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
Washington's about to become the seventh state to let gay couples say I do.
Domestic partnership is a pale and inadequate substitute for marriage.
So state representatives like Democrat Jamie Peterson passed the bill to allow gay marriage. The governor expected to sign it next week. Opponents want voters to put this on a referendum. PETA loses a round in court.
Discover a place where worlds connect. SeaWorld.
A federal judge in San Diego throwing out a lawsuit by the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, seeking a court order forcing SeaWorld to free 5 orcas. The judge ruled that a lawsuit on behalf of the killer whales could not be brought under the anti-slavery 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution because it applies to human beings, not animals. But PETA calls the lawsuit a victory, another step taken toward the day when all animals will be free from enslavement for human amusement. SeaWorld denies any mistreatment and calls the suit a publicity stunt. Salchi and Grasso, Fox News Radio.
Legendary filmmaker Kodak is going to stop now making cameras. The company's in bankruptcy and is going to focus more on photo printing and desktop printers. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Oh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot. 8:05 in the morning, February the 9th. It is 48 degrees out there. We'll get to the weather in a second. Our phone line's here, though. 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can also see us live. It's hard to, kind of scary about that. But you can see us live on the video stream. Go to livestream.com, look up Free Fire Radio, and there we are. And our guests will be there. You can see them. You can even go back and look at shows in the archives when we have people on. And you go and you say to yourself, I wonder what that person looks like. Well, there you go. Now you can see what they look like, kind of. John Dixon was on yesterday. It's hard to see what John looks like because of the glare from his head. But, okay, John, just kidding. Okay, just kidding. We're going to, Bad Bob, let us know what the weather is first, and then we'll go to our Wells Fargo advisor.
Yes, indeed. Looking for sunny skies today, a high near 69, winds out of the south about 5 miles an hour, increasing clouds tonight, and a chance for showers for your Friday, and a high near 62. It is currently, as we wait for the update to come through, about 43 degrees in Redding, and this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards are going to have music up there this weekend, 474-5546, of course. But they're also bringing in Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter is going to be coming up there and giving talking and about her book and at an event up there on March 23rd. It begins at 5 p.m. with a talk and book signing, and then she'll have a private dinner with people in their one of the private dining rooms there, and they're holding that to 50 people. So it'll be a great time, 474-5546, if you want to become involved in that. If you want to hear Ann Coulter talk, you know, you may not agree with Ann Coulter, but I tell you what, she just throws it out there, and she doesn't really too much care what you think. Now, let's go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings, our Wells Fargo advisor.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Bob. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 3 at 12,880. The S&P 500 is down fractionally at 1349, and the NASDAQ is positive 3 at 2918. Active stocks this morning include Citigroup down 6 cents at 34.17 and Bank of America up 9 cents at $8.22. Stocks of local interest, XO Group is up 2 cents at $8.66, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 56 cents at $41.17. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury bond yield to 2.05%. In the commodity markets, gold is up $15.20 at $17.46.50. Silver is up 49 cents at $34.20. And crude oil is up 91 cents at $99.62. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. Wells Fargo Advisors come on at 710, 810, and 905 in the morning and again in the afternoon. They are located on Park Marina Drive. They've got a lot of great advice. Just stop down and see them. That's Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. And good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
We're going to take a quick break here, and then so we can get and have more time on the other side so we can talk about what's going on right here in Reading. Carl and Linda Bott will be right back.
love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabaugh. Linda's down in Sacramento on family business. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. And Espresso Joe's has their coffee specials, a coffee truffle, a chocolate truffle mocha, or white mocha raspberry. Through February, 16 ounces of drink for $3. In the walk-in humidor, they are offering the Maca Noodle large cigars. Buy three and get one free. They have Partagas natural cigars free with the purchase of three other of the Partagas cigars. They're also collecting at Tobacco and Brew old or damaged American flags. You don't know what to do with them. Guys, don't just throw them away. Take them down to a Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They will make sure that they are taken care of with honor and respect. Our guest today, Redding Police Chief Rob Poletti. Good morning.
Morning.
Okay. You've been, and since our last month, you were talking about the new, you were talking shifts last time and some of the impact on the how much of an impact has that been on the department, or have you been able to start it yet?
We haven't implemented it yet. We rotate shifts about every 4 months, and the new shift schedule is going to take effect as we implement the next 4 month rotation, and it's a shift schedule that's used by Chico, and I talked to their chief. They love it. It actually allows us to put a couple more people per shift without costing us any more money. It's actually, in the long run, if it works, and this is a beta test, we want to look at it honestly and see if it's improving the service delivery that we have to the community. And if it does, then we'll keep it. If it doesn't, then, you know, it's kind of one of those things I said that we'll try, and if it doesn't work, we'll go back to what we're doing and look for something new. But it's actually, if the shift rotation works, there's embedded training days. And right now, the only way that we can get our post Peace Officer Standards and Training mandated training in each year is to pay the guys overtime on those training days. Well, this embeds that into the schedule, so it saves us a bunch of money each year in overtime that we...
I imagine literally thousands of dollars.
About $58,000 a year in overtime. So if it works, the thing is that we have to make sure that the focus of every shift and everything that we try is focused around crime prevention, crime address, and the service delivery that we're giving to the public. And as the numbers of officers have been cut back, the response times, the average response times have gone up and up and up, and we want to bring those back down to where they should be so the public is getting a good response time to any emergency or anything that takes place. But we also need to bring a little bit of time back into the officer's daily schedule so they can have that time to do proactive work where they can do checkouts and traffic stops and the other things that that are required in our profession that right now they really don't have a lot of time to do because they're going from one call to the next to the next. They're working really, really hard right now because of the decreased numbers. And
instead of being proactive, they've got to be reactive.
We're reactive, and I want to bring us back to a little bit of proactive, give them time to work some community policing projects. So we're going to give it a shot, see how it works.
Tell us about response times. I guess certain calls get a different response time than other calls. Is that true?
Calls are prioritized based on, you know, if there's a threat to a human life, then obviously that's a call that's a priority one call, and that's going to get somebody really quickly. And unfortunately, that's frustrating for somebody that's a victim. Say they discovered that their car got broke into, they have to wait longer if there's, you know, because we have to respond to, you know, violent crime before we can respond to a crime that's already occurred. So, you know, we have options for those people to call the telephone report unit or make a report online if they don't want to wait for the officers to get there. But calls are prioritized based on, you know, danger to human life and property. Crimes in progress come first, and crimes that are already committed get kind of shuffled down the line. So we want to make sure that we're addressing and being able to deliver a for those that want to have the officer there, that we can get there as fast as we possibly can.
Well, I think that I haven't heard of anything, you know, I mean, not a big uproar from the people saying that, oh, gosh, you know, it's taking them 12 hours to get someplace, and that y'all are rolling when, like you said, on a priority.
Well, the average
just makes sense.
The average response time, and we're just completing our year in review now, so we'll have that. I should have that wrapped up in the next couple of days, and then, you know, obviously, you know, city manager has to see it, and then we'll roll it out and everyone can see. But, you know, when the department had 121 officers, the average response time was about 11 minutes. Now that we have 98 officers, their average response time is about 13 and a half minutes, which doesn't seem like a long time. But if that's, you know, that 30 seconds to 60 seconds is a time where, you know, somebody's life is in jeopardy, that's a lot of time. And we want to be able to streamline that and get people there as fast as we can and have the best service that we can to the community. So hopefully this new shift works well, and we can roll it out.
Get the response time down.
Get the response times down a little bit and put a couple more people on the street without costing us anything else. And then right now we're struggling with some vacancies, but we have 5 people in backgrounds, and we anticipate hiring some more.
When we say we have 5 people in backgrounds, that means you're looking to hire five to replace, I guess, 5 retirees or people leaving the job.
Right. We had retirees, and then we had one that went to moved back to Colorado. So, you know, we've got some vacancies that we have right now, and we're looking to fill those probably within the next month. Just did chief's interviews the other day on that group, and
are they like local guys, or are they that you take experienced police from another area?
They're all laterals, so they all have experience at least 3 years. 3 of them are people that grew up in Reading that got hired by departments other places and want to come home. And, you know, that's
great.
That's a great thing. And then 2 of the other ones are ones that I kind of recruited and stole from Stockton. Sorry.
From Stockton. Okay. Yeah, I think you might have mentioned that, or somebody mentioned that, is that you had somebody down there you thought would be a great member.
There's a couple that we have in backgrounds right now. But, you know, when you look at what's going on economically, you know, there's going to be some opportunity there, too, in the near future, because there are some larger departments, I think, that are going to have some significant layoffs. And if we can snatch up some of their best that young guys that get laid off, and we can show them how great
they get them by seniority as opposed to their capabilities.
Correct. When it comes to law enforcement, it's all by seniority. A chief doesn't get to pick his best and get rid of his worst.
I find that always. I always find that strange because, but I guess you could say too is that in any bureaucracy, be it military or police or fire, is that. The longer they stay in, the only thing is in the military, is if they're not performing, if they're just marginal, and they're just getting by, a lot of times they don't get promoted. Well, you know this.
Yeah.
Well, they don't get promoted.
You know, the Army is
sometimes they can kind of
in this putting on my other hat. The Army looks like they're going to get cut back by about 10 brigades.
You know, I want to talk to you about that, too. Do you mind talking?
No.
Taking off police hat. Let's talk military and DOD here. Okay. I was going to go to a break, but Bob's on the phone right now talking to his bookie. And, you know, there is a bookie organization here in town. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, apparently it's right here.
It's right here. In fact, it's pretty much organized out of this office. We have all, like, you know, you didn't notice we have 46 lines that are going all the time. But we're going to take a break. John, you're going to have to hang on until we get back. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. We're going to be talking, when we come back, not just police matters, but I want him to put on his military hat here and his cover, military cover, and we're going to talk some things that are going on right now, like allowing women into new positions in the military. Did you see that?
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by State Granite and Marble. What can I say? Mike Huber does outstanding work. He puts in that special look for your place, be it a bathroom, be it a kitchen, or outside. Give him a call at 241-7866. We've been there before. We've seen his work. Mike does outstanding work, and he will work within your budget. Give him a call. Again, 241-7866 or 241-STONE. Check out his website, estategranite.com. He's also got a number of other things he's doing with the barbecue. And it's getting with the he's making a barbecue barrel that is just unbelievable. You have your school colors you want to have on there. You want to have that Army insignia put on there. He can do it. And then you can have this 50-gallon barrel to do all of your barbecuing in.
Maybe if I put the Cowboys on a barbecue, they'll start winning.
There you go. You could do it. He can put those colors on there, and you have it out there for your barbecue. And there's the Cowboy. He's kind of slowly cooking ribs.
Okay. I just want him to win.
Okay, our guest today is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, and we have John Dixon on the phone. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda, in absentia, and good morning, Bad Bob. And Rob, how you doing? I'm sorry, Chief Pelletti.
Rob works.
I know it does. Hey, Rob, I noticed you at City Council the other night, and I thought how fitting it was that you were there doing basically the same type of overseeing that Peter used to do in the same circumstance. Keeping track of the community that way is really admirable. And I know it goes way above and beyond your call of duty because you're on, it seems like, 24/7 as is. But I wanted to let you know you're appreciated, and the seamlessness with which you have moved into this position and made it work is really fantastic.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Now, I personally noticed, it seems like, greater attention to traffic violations and greater policing of this. I was coming down Placer the other morning at about 7:30, and I really had to do a quick check of my speedometer to make sure I was in, because you had a motorcycle officer out there, I think with radar, I'm not sure, but he was busy and doing a good job. Any comments on what you're doing to upgrade this traffic control situation?
Well, you know, the primary collision factor that we have for accidents in any city, and Reading's no different, is 22.350 of the vehicle code, or unsafe speed. Pete Hansen had a priority of traffic, and so do I. I was a traffic officer, and I really think that if you look at what portions of our job really affect the general public more than anything else, it's property crime and bad drivers. And, you know, we have to have an emphasis on bad drivers because we've already had several fatalities this year. Some of those speed related, some of them not.
One not too far from where I was talking about.
Yeah. And so, you know, we want to make sure that people are vigilant about obeying the traffic laws, driving responsibly, because, you know, when you get behind the wheel of a vehicle, you've got a 6,500, 7,000 pound, you know, ballistic missile going down the roadway. You know, we want to make sure that people are being as responsible as possible and following the traffic law so we can ensure the public safety in total. We've had two pedestrian accidents recently, and you know, we want people to make sure that, you know, I drive around town a lot, and a lot of the people I see walking around late at night have dark clothing on, and you can't see them, you know.
You know what? I noticed that the other night. I almost hit somebody the other night. Two guys were running across the street on Placer, and they had on really dark clothes, and it was a dark night. Scared me.
Well, when it's raining and the light,
but it was close.
Yeah, well, when it's raining and the light's reflecting off of the water on the ground, and then you have people in dark clothing, and all those things limit the visibility of the driver, it puts pedestrians in jeopardy. And we've had two pedestrian fatals. And that we're investigating right now, and we
is the driver always held in. I mean, somebody's running across the street, it's not a crosswalk, it's dark, just like John's and you were describing, and you hit somebody, but the driver's still at fault for this. Is that
not
correct?
Necessarily?
Okay.
The pedestrians crossing unsafely can be a cause of the collision. So, you know, what we have to look at is a myriad of different things when we look at a traffic accident involving a vehicle and a pedestrian or any two vehicles. We have to look at the speed that the driver was going. Was there a violation that caused the accident? You know, I'll put a traffic fatality accident investigation up against the homicide report any day. By the time we're done with all the momentum sketches and crush diagrams and everything else, it's a 6-inch binder that looks like a physics homework assignment. So, you know, we try to be as thorough as we can. Most of the time in traffic accidents, they're civil matters, not criminal matters, unless there's gross negligence on the part of one of the drivers because there was gross excessive speed or they were drunk or something of that nature. But even so, you know, there's been a loss of life, and we need to be as thorough and accurate as possible so that we can try to explain to those involved and especially the family of the victim, you know, what it was that caused.
The drivers.
Absolutely.
Hey, Rob, can I ask you one last thing before I get off air?
Sure.
with this realignment process that's been going on, and we have seen the increases of crime that we were concerned with that were going to happen, what are you doing to keep the morale up of your guys? Because I know they're having a tough time bringing these guys in, turning them loose, letting them go again, bringing them in again, and that turnstile effect. What are you doing to keep your guys' morale up?
Well, you know, and it is a frustrating point. I mean, there's one lady that we've arrested for crimes along Hilltop Drive four times since December. And unfortunately, the jail's full, and, you know, they don't even eat lunch at the jail when they get booked, and they're back out again. And you know, Sheriff Basenko and I, Sheriff's as frustrated as I am over it, and I'm truly concerned that it's going to get worse as, you know, more and more come to the area and the jail stays full and there's just this revolving door and there's no ramifications for their poor actions.
Well,
so,
but how do the troops feel about it?
Well, I mean, it's frustrating, but, yeah. You know, to me, morale is more of a leadership issue, and positive attitudes are contagious, and, you know, you'll continue to see a smile on my face and a positive leadership aspect, and hopefully that will have a positive effect on the department, because I don't have the ability to change the other stuff right now, so all I can do is affect the attitudes
I don't think,
of myself,
you know,
and my people.
Kind of thing, and that's real important. We got a bunch of questions coming in here that we'll have to get to them after the break. Okay, John, thanks a lot.
Too late.
You had your chance yesterday, John. Should have asked yesterday. You were here for an hour. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Blake. We're going to be talking a couple more police issues, but I want to talk. We're going to put on his Army Lieutenant Colonel hat here and talk about a couple of things too that looks like may be happening in the city, the county, and the state that have to do with the military. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. 1 million homeowners get lower payments or easier refinancing in a $25 billion settlement with big mortgage lenders.
Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Wells Fargo & Company, Citibank, and Allied Financial, which was formerly GMAC.
Attorney General Eric Holder.
It does not prevent state and federal authorities from pursuing criminal enforcement actions.
Some homeowners banks foreclosed on will get cash payments. Rick Santorum's the only Republican presidential candidate with campaign events today here in Oklahoma City, ripping President Obama.
His policy is not to give blue-collar workers a job, is to give them food stamps, to give them Medicaid, to help them, so they will help him get reelected.
Maine's Republican caucus is next on Saturday. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Treat your sweetheart to Wind River Casino's Cupid Couple Slot Tournament on Friday, February 10th at 6 o'clock. Over $7,000 up for grabs. Just a $40 buy-in per couple or $25 for singles. Plus, drawings for a chance to win a night at the Hilton Garden Inn. Dinner for two at Elements and $25 free slot play. This tournament will sell out fast. Buy in now at the River Club. $5 free slot play plus prize drawings. For details, log on to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. It's better on the river. A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people. Perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, $4.95 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son, and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done, that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything, and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBott. 8:35 in the morning, February the 9th. It is 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day, sunshiny. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call at 474-5546. They're having music this weekend, and of course, they're having Ann Coulter up there March 22nd. Give them a call at 474-5546 because it is going to fill up very quickly. They can only take like about 150 people for a lecture and book signing, and then only 50 people afterwards for a dinner with Ann Coulter. I think that's going to be quite the dinner to hear what she has to say. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Take a step back in time, walk in there, great haircuts, great prices, veterans get discounts. Indie Guy, who is part of our chat pack, went in there, mentioned my name, and they said, who? So, that's just their way of kidding with you, Indie Guy. Anyway, go in there while you're waiting for your haircut. Catch up on all your reading with National Geographic, Guns and Ammo, Car and Track.
Just be careful. Tim's a little cranky right now.
Oh, what's going on with Tim?
He was cranky yesterday.
Oh, so the chief gets his haircut there too. So you know, DC. That's DC and I. You know, we sit down and talk and spend a while in the chair. But Tim sometimes gets on the phone with the info guys that call him. You know, these telemarketers. His record's 38 minutes for keeping some guy on and not buying anything. Anyway, okay, Cypress Square Barbershop. You just got to love these guys. Eric, and somebody else that we really appreciate here in the city and like what he's doing is Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti. Rob, welcome back. And there's a question in the chat room. It said you had mentioned before about an officer in Stockton's gang guy, or he's, you know, he was in the gang unit, spoke fluent Spanish. Is that, you know, that you were talking about maybe taking a look at him if we ever had a chance?
Yeah, well, there's based on personnel rules, I can't talk about, you know, who's in backgrounds right now, but you know, we're working on those things.
Okay, so you're looking at guys with backgrounds in gangs because you've got a gang unit that somebody just told me about them that just they gave a lecture the other day and they just said this guy was great too. So
we have the SAGE unit that is the anti gang unit here in Reading, and it's a multi agency. A task force that works on gangs that's led by Sergeant Bullington, who's just, you know, I've been very impressed with since I got here. So, you know, we're still working on keeping them out, and that's going to be the priority, and that's not going to change. In my tenure, I've come from a city that's riddled with gangs. Stockton has about 15,000-20,000 documented gang members, and I've seen what happens when you let them get a foothold, and we don't want them to have one here, so we're going to continue to work hard on those issues.
Great. Now, there's a big difference between gangs and the Free Fire Radio militia, isn't there? Okay.
He remained silent, you notice.
You know, I just love doing this to the chief. He doesn't know whether – he's not sure. Is he kidding? Okay. I think it's great though is that we've got the opportunity to be hiring some new, getting some new. I mean, we're losing some people, of course, been here in Reading, but they're retiring, they're moving on to something else. But we're getting young blood back in here that are from Reading, because we're, you know, that I think that you've I think that you hiring people that are from the area makes a big difference instead of somebody coming in just from LA or something.
And the nice thing for us is unlike a large agency that has to hire 50 people, we have to hire 5. And when we put out applications because of where we are, you know, we get 39, 40 laterals that want to come here. So it gives us the opportunity to be real picky. And, you know, Reading Police Department has always had a great reputation, and it makes people want to come work here, not to mention, you know, where you are with the lakes and the mountains and everything else. So it's nice to see those guys that went somewhere else to start their career that want to come back to their hometown because they have a vested interest in the quality of life in the city of Reading, and that's what we want to continue to have our officers be vested in. And, you know, the vast majority of our officers live in Reading or, you know, in the outskirts of Reading. So right. it's going to be a big benefit as we start bringing in some of these younger guys too.
When we talk about, I know that you want to bring response times down. That's why with the new schedules that you're running, new shifts. Property crime still rising, about the same. What are you seeing with that?
Property crime is a big area of concern because that is your realignment. Your nonviolent offenders are property crime offenders. A large majority of them, property crime and drug offenders, and when they come back to the community, hopefully. What we'd like to see is for them to, you know, become productive members of the community and be a benefit. But, you know, I'm concerned that a lot of them are going to go back to their old ways, and our property crime rate's going to go up even more. It looks like, you know, last year property crime was up somewhere around 15%. And so, you know, we're going to try this new shift schedule to get some more officers on the street. Yeah, but the real crux of it comes back to that crime prevention that I've been talking about of being vigilant when you're out and you're doing things. You know, don't leave the expensive items in your car in front of your house. Take them inside. You know, look at, you know, there's websites you can look on crime prevention through environmental design, and talks about lighting and, you know, trimming your bushes and doing those things that make your property less appealing to a criminal. And I go back to the fact that, you know, I think a dog is still a great deterrent, and
yeah,
that's
I think
why
so
my
too.
Doberman patrols my house.
That's why Elk Killer patrols our house. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Ruth, please hang on to after the break, and then I know you have a question for the chief. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
If your washer doesn't wash and your dryer doesn't dry, your dishwasher leaves, well, you know. Shop Carmona's Appliance Center during their President's Sale going on now through February 21st. You'll find fabulous savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
The state granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. I actually hired Estate Granite and Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate Granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference as I'm selling real estate in the community. People always notice that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers.
Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop. 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square building.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's down in SAC on helping out family down there, 8:45 in the morning, February the 9th. Okay, it's getting close to Valentine's Day. And we have a present for your sweeties. That's right. The Northern Gateway Course of Sweet Adelines International. A great quartet. We had them on the other day. They sound wonderful. They're going to go anywhere in the grading greater Reading area, and to show you care, you love, your appreciation for grandma, your spouse, people that work for you, your just anybody that you really like, you feel that you'd like to send this to. They will go out and sing two Valentine's Day songs. They'll give a card with your message and a gift, $40. Call them at 246-SING, 246-SING, S-I-N-G, to make a reservation. It happens Tuesday, February 14th, and they are really good, but what a surprise for that loved one. You know, think about somebody that maybe is in an assisted care facility or doesn't get out, and maybe it's somebody that meant something to you or still does, but, you want to do something special for them. Well, the Sweet Adelaides will go there and sing, give them cards, and sing two Valentine's Day songs. Give them a call at 246-SING, 246-S-I-N-G. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty. Somebody just said something about, you were talking about property crime and everything, and how really community, we need, and as a community, need to help you all. You all need eyes and ears on the street. And we can do that with Neighborhood Watch and taking care of ourselves and making our houses harder for people to get into, our cars harder. We just don't say, steal me, or steal this stuff out of my car, because it only takes a second for somebody to smash a window and grab and move.
I would really rather focus on crime prevention than crime reaction.
Sure.
I mean, if we can make it less appealing, and if Neighborhood Watch groups and neighbors can get to know each other and look out for each other, if you see something... You know, every citizen is on patrol every day. If you see something that doesn't look right, call us. Let us know what it is so that we can respond to that and check it out. The only thing I ask is, don't put yourself in any safety situation or danger. Call us and let us deal with the issues. But if you see something that doesn't look right, we need you to let us know. And so get on the phone.
Do you have a Neighborhood Watch guy that puts meetings together? I mean, if they call them in and they bring everybody together.
Community Service Officer Mike Leonard is still doing it. Right now, though, he is the court officer that makes sure that all of our court coordination. The crime prevention full-time officer was one of those things that program went away with the cutback. So that is something that I'm trying to bring back.
Okay, I'm sorry. Ruth, you're up.
Hi, good morning. And the reason that I'm calling today is to, number one, remind everyone about the Tea Party reversion. Several will be at the Tea Party meeting at the Baptist Bonneville Church on Monday at 6 p.m. So if you're interested in helping out with that and signing an online support for him, we'd love to see you there. Also, the reason I'm calling is to ask Rob, since he's been here for a few months now, how he is enjoying the area and has he had a chance to get out and what does he think of Shasta County?
Well, so far, my family and I are just loving it so far, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. It was a little shock for my son to go from a 8th grade class of 400 to an 8th grade class of 30 to a small country school, but he's adjusted well and looking forward to Foothill next year. And it's been absolutely everything that I would hoped it would be. I mean, I've got my dream job, and I got it in a place that is absolutely beautiful with a very welcoming community and very professional welcoming department. And I couldn't ask for anything more right now, and hopefully we'll get rid of that house in Stockton here shortly, and then I can really kind of relax and enjoy myself.
Well, awesome. I'm glad to hear that. And thanks for, you know, taking care of us.
Very welcome, and thank you for the welcome.
Okay, Ruth, thanks a lot. Okay, let's put on our military covers here for a second, if you don't mind. There's an article in the paper about opening up more military occupations to women. And while they're not opening up artillery, tanks, and infantry itself, even though that had been floated, and I wrote a couple articles on that, they did say the medic field and the corpsmen, medics and corpsmen, same thing, Navy, Army. Intelligence, I think there was another one or two, are going to be open for women to go to a battalion, an infantry battalion. That's what it looked like, infantry or an artillery battalion. While they're not on the front lines, they can still be assigned to an infantry battalion. I don't know about special forces, though. You know, can they be assigned then at that point to a special forces unit? And also because they're not going to be like going out on missions or be part of the teams, but they're still a part of the special force unit there. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I've served my first 8 years. I served as an infantry officer, and we didn't have any females in the infantry. And then when I went and branch transferred to quartermaster logistics, and then now as a military policeman, females are allowed as to be military police in the supply. I have found them to be extremely capable soldiers, and I've been on several missions through Baghdad where my turret gunner was a girl, and they do a great job. At the battalion level, like they're talking, some of the best intel officers I've ever met are females, and they're very detail oriented, and they have a good judgment when they're looking at the overall scope of things, and I think at that level they can actually add a benefit to the military. The only thing when they go past that, especially in like a light infantry, is the physical nature of having to carry, you know, 70-80 pound loads. But as far as in staff positions and things, even in the military police, and we drive around in Humvees, we don't have to carry the load necessarily. They're very effective and they do a very, very good job.
I don't really quite understand why they said that, because when I was in Baghdad, my first tour there, and I was doing contract work, they had female MP officers that were out on the street all the time.
Yep.
I don't understand really about that, what that part is. But the part about putting them into an infantry battalion or a tank battalion or artillery battalion, in this case batteries, or battalion, and down, I hope not down to the battery level, probably still keeping them at the battalion level, is that this is just the first start in putting them out into the infantry units. Because I have yet to see a woman, if you keep the standards the way they are, be able to join a light infantry unit and keep up. I've trained women. I've trained women at the epitome of physical fitness and their intellectual prowess and mental toughness. There's no problem there. They couldn't keep up. And that is my concern. If it's something where they're in an infantry battalion, but does that mean they don't go out on missions? Well, they can't. They've got to go out on missions.
I would just submit that we males are hardwired to be protective, and in a combat situation that could lead to some very unpleasant things.
I haven't seen that one because they are ruthless out there.
They're very effective soldiers,
it's not about that part.
At a battalion level, like now as a battalion commander, the battalion staff doesn't really go forward very often. They're in the rear managing and controlling the battlefield. But even if you look at some of the jobs at the battery level or the forward infantry level, especially in the mechanized infantry, they're not carrying that heavy load. It's carried by the machine. So, I think there are some of those positions that they can be very effective. And if she can carry the load, then, maybe we need to get rid of our chivalrous ideas of
It's not especially that. It's the fact is, fine, if you're going to do that, do not change the standards of what it takes to be in that infantry. Do not make it easier. That's what happened.
And I've never
they
had...
They lowered the standards.
I've never had one of my female soldiers ask me to lower a standard for them.
No, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about politicians. And that's where it really gets to. This whole thing is politically driven, not by the services. Got to take a break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Lieutenant Colonel Rob Pelletti, who is also his part-time job being here as the Chief of Police here in Reading.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, or call 722-0635.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Linda is down in Sacramento with some family matters going on. I believe she's in Tiburon today with taking care of family business down there. 8:57 in the morning. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. We were talking military there for a little bit. Okay. We've got just a few minutes left. What do you envision here for the next 6 months happening in Reading as far as law enforcement?
Well, one of the things that I really want to do is get these vacancies filled, and that will limit, you know, how much money we have to spend in overtime, making sure that we have the right number of people on the street. I'm really looking forward to testing this new shift schedule and see how well that works and allows us to deliver a better customer service to the community, and I really am concerned about, you know, the rise in property crime, and we really need to make sure that we continue with the crime prevention message that I've been trying to get out to people to be vigilant. And quite frankly, we've had a couple of fatality pedestrian accidents lately. That
there was
I
one
just
up semi close to my house, one up on Placer and by the Benton dog park up mm-hmm. there. Man, that must, I mean, the guy was propelled, it looks like.
Well, you know, like I said, those,
I mean, I'm not blaming the driver because it was, I mean,
well, and that's one of the ones that's still under investigation. There's still a lot that needs to be done. We're going to complete our investigation. It's going to be looked at by the CHP MATE team is assisting us with that to make sure that we're as accurate as possible in all of our computations and everything else. And then, you know, that those reports then go to the district attorney for review, and the district attorney decides if they, if there's any criminal negligence in there. So, you know, we've got a lot of work to do still on that accident. Yeah. And, you know, it's very unfortunate any time something like that happens, but we want to make sure that we can narrow down the cause of the accident as best we can.
Well, I like to see that, and I like the idea. I like Pete Hansen is a friend, and I admire Pete Hansen. But having you come in with a fresh outlook, hey, let's try this, let's try that, you know, and you know, be open to everything. Not saying that Pete wasn't, but having somebody come in like you, Rob, and becoming part of the community too, my friends. If there's something going on, Chief Pelletti is there. Just getting to know everybody, let them know that he is open to almost like a open phone policy there.
Well, yeah, give me a call and let me know. We'll get you on the calendar. I'd love to come. I've got a Rotary Club and a couple of Lions clubs I think I'm talking at this month. And, you know, I was at the NAACP meeting the other night, and I'll stop by if I'm not invited. But, you know, let me know when you want me there, and I'll come.
Okay. Hey, our guests tomorrow are Sherry Beck, who's running for county supervisor, and Andy Main here is going to be in here talking about business. But Sherry Beck will give us a chance to know what she wants to do. She's running for the district that Linda Hartman was in. Thanks again, Chief Rob Pelletti. And we, when we say here, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you? We know which one you are, Chief. See you tomorrow.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Robo-signings and other foreclosure abuses will cost five giant lenders $25 billion, a landmark settlement between 49 states and Citibank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Ally. And this settlement does not let them off the hook.
While today's agreement resolves certain civil claims based on mortgage loan servicing activities, it does not prevent state and federal authorities from pursuing criminal enforcement action.
Attorney General Eric Holder says the deal means cash back for some who went through foreclosure and refinancing or reduced principal for other homeowners. Some states that have been struggling under No Child Left Behind are being allowed by President Obama to opt out of the education reforms.
The president has long sought a rewrite of the law worked out between President George W. Bush and the late Senator Ted Kennedy, but Congress hasn't come up with a substitute. So the president is granting waivers to 10 states from the requirement that students must be proficient in reading and math.